Sometimes I pray, God, help me do this, or God, help me do that. And when I ask God for help, I suddenly realize he's more than help. Because that's just asking him to be my assistant in what I'm trying to accomplish, when actually he's all the strength I need for each moment of a trying time.
Welcome to Storming the Gates, a podcast that celebrates the power of prayer. You will be inspired, equipped, and find strength for every battle you face.
Welcome back to Storming the Gates, where we are on day 23 of 31 Days of Gratitude. And now we are entering to the last week of November. Thanksgiving is ended, and Christmas lights are beginning to sparkle on the streets. I've put away my Thanksgiving decorations, and I have played Christmas music. I'm continuing this devotional series on gratitude through this weekend, and then I will return again in January, and we will be praying through the book of Jeremiah. More info on that to follow soon. But right now, let's take a look at today's verse and prompt. Isaiah 41 verse 10 says, I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And the prompt is, how has God been your help during a tough season? Well, we all go through tough seasons. You might be going through one right now. Sometimes tough seasons even kind of interweave with wonderful seasons. And in our Harvest of Gratitude group last year, people shared how God helped them through horrific things, like the death of a spouse or cancer. And I cannot imagine facing those things without him. He truly is close to the brokenhearted. And God has helped me so much. I had to think, like, what story do I want to share? Because God's always helping. And again, like I said, he's not just a help. He's everything we need. And although I have talked about this before in previous podcasts, I think what I want to share with you is a representation of how to find that help in the Lord for any difficulty that you may be facing. After moving to a tiny town in the middle of the North Woods, my husband and I were dealing with severe financial strains, loneliness, and rejection. We had thought we'd head north and plant a church, and revival would just break out as it had previously at many churches we were associated with. Instead, people from the small town where God had sent us were suspicious and very slow to welcome us. My husband was working as a house painter, and as you might imagine, painters don't have much work in the winter. And combine that with the fact that in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, winters last like 6 months. Not lying. So as the bills piled on the desk, I would panic. There was no way to pay them, no money coming in, and no friends to chat with about those struggles. I only had God. So early every morning, I would wake up because my mind would be a whir from all the stress, and I'd be wondering, how are we going to survive, and what is going to become of us? And so it was that I would daily fall to my knees. I mean, I was compelled. I couldn't help it. And I'd open the Bible in front of me, and I would just pour out my heart to the living God. And I just would not be able to move from that threadbare rug on the ancient floors of our farmhouse until I heard from him. As I waited and usually wept, some verse would sort of come off the page and come alive. Something would stir in my spirit, and it would bring fresh hope for that day. I would be able to rise knowing, without the evidence, that God was going to see us through. And he did. The help was not in the provision of jobs, although my husband would often receive unexpected calls in the deepest of winter days to do some sort of paint job. It also did not come through money showing up unexpectedly, although it certainly did that. We'd open the mailbox and there'd be some gift in there, someone's check, and a note saying how we were on their heart. And it did not come in the form of food arriving at our doorstep from a kind neighbor who simply felt led to help that family on the hill. No, The help was in the Word of God. It ignited my soul as I spent time with him. It was God's Word that enabled me to stand up and face each new day, awaiting the help that was certain to come. Whatever challenge you face today, know that God is your help. Start on your knees with your Bible and heart open and just watch what he will do. Lord, I thank you that you are our help in times of need, that we can count on you. Lord, I ask for anyone out there today that they will find you on their knees spiritually or on their knees physically, Bible open, that your word will leap off the page and you will give them exactly what you need, not for tomorrow, but for this day. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Thank you once again for listening to Storming the Gates. Be sure to visit our website at stormingthegates.net. Check the show notes for links to items mentioned in today's show. We'll see you here again for the next episode of Storming the Gates, a podcast that celebrates the power of prayer.